We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Midyom Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Yud Gimel Sif Aleph, says the Mechaber. Arba Tzitzios Ma'afin Ze'ez, the four different sets of strings in the four corners are Ma'akev each other. Shekolzman She'ein Ba'kol Ha'arba Ein Mitzias Kilchasa. The talus is only considered to have the tzitzis for the mitzvah when it has all four corners with tzitzis on it. Vayotze Brother Shesarab Mashabis Chayev Chata. So if you go out with one which does not have tzitzis on all four corners on Shabbos, then you are chayev for hotzah, for carrying. If the talis is a kosher talis, has all the appropriate tzitzis, so then you're wearing it as a beged, and the tzitzis are batel to the beged. However, if you are not wearing the talis in the appropriate manner, then the tzitzis which are on there are not batel to the beged, since you are planning on using them in the future to be yotze for the tzitzis, and they are not acting as a noy, you're not wearing them to be beautiful, so they are chashiv, they are important since you're planning on using them in the future to be yotze the mitzvah, therefore they are not batel to the beged, and that is why it is like you are carrying those strings. Wearing the beged is fine, because the beged is just like any other piece of clothing, but the strings which are hanging there are not batel to the beged, since you are not being yotze the mitzvah, and therefore you are carrying them, which is usher. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is true with any of the psulim which we have seen. Like if the beged is closed on most of the side, and therefore it is not chayiv and tzitzis, or the tzitzis are not placed in the right place, such as they're higher than three etzbaos from the corner, or they're lower than the kesher or gudol, or if any of those other psulim, all of those, if you're wearing the tzitzis in such a manner, it is like you are carrying them because you really want to be yotzei the mitzvah, but you are not, so their strings are not batel to the beged. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true if you are wearing a beged which is too small, as we saw that there's a shear which is needed in order for the beged to be considered a beged which is chayiv and tzitzis. So if you're wearing a beged which is too small, the Mishnah Berurah says you are not yotzei. However, the Chazon Ish and others say that since you are trying to be yotzei the mitzvah, and you're trying to show that you're wearing tzitzis, it is not considered to be a problem. And therefore, definitely, especially with the child, one does not need to be concerned about a child wearing a beged which is too small as they're trying to be yotzei the mitzvah. Says the Chazon Ish, there is no problem of carrying those strings. Most poskim agree with this Chazon Ish, especially because you are not planning on removing those strings because you think you are being yotzei the mitzvah with those strings, so therefore they can act as a noy, as a beauty for the beged, and it will be fine. If you have a beged which you're a mesupak, you're not sure whether it is chayiv and tzitzis or not, such as it is half open and half closed. Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't go out with such a beged with the tzitzis on it. However, the Chazon Ish says that it's mutter to go out because since you are putting the tzitzis on there misafik and you're not going to remove it, they are considered to be like the beged. As we have said, the rule is if you're going to remove them, if you're going to try and use them to be yotzei the tzitzis in the future, etc., so then they're not batel. But if you're not going to remove them because you think you are yotzei with the tzitzis right now, so then they are going to be batel to the beged and it's not considered to be carrying. Siv beis im himitziyasas kelchasa mutter latzis belishas arabim. If the tzitzis are on it appropriately, so then you can go out. Bein talas katam, bein talas gadol, afil bezman hazeh shein lanu tcheles. Even in a time when we don't have tcheles, you're still able to go out with the beged with the tzitzis, as we paskin that the tcheles is not ma'akev es halavan. However, there are briskers who do not wear the tzitzit and do not wear tzitzis on Shabbos for this exact reason, because they are choshesh for the opinion that the tcheles is ma'akev es halavan. And since we don't have tcheles nowadays, according to many, it would not be able to wear the tzitzis in the Rishos HaRabim on Shabbos. And that is why many briskers do not wear a talis katan on Shabbos outside. The Rama adds, Rak shelo yeh munach lo al kseifav. You can't just wrap the talis around over your shoulders like some people wear incorrectly. Rather, you need to wear the talis just like you wear your talis all the time, because if you wear it just wrapped around your shoulders, then you're carrying it, you're not actually wearing it. You have to have it in the way that you normally wear it. Unless, as the Mishnah Berurah, you wrap it around your shoulders, but it's also around the majority of your body, then it would be okay, because it's like you're wearing it as well. The Rama then adds, so one can assume that their tzitzis are remain kosher as they were before. We can rely on the chazakah. You don't have to go out. You don't have to check before you go out on Shabbos into the Rishos HaRabim, where the talis needs to be kosher in order to wear it, you don't have to check the tzitzis to make sure that they remain kosher. You can rely on the chazaka that they were kosher yesterday. The Magen Avraham said that this is only true if you checked it in the morning before you made the bracha on it, but if you haven't checked it yet, then you would need to check it on Shabbos. It's a little unclear, though, why you need to check it on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to tighten the strings. Anyway, you can't tighten the knot on Shabbos. The only thing that you'd be able to do is if they're tangled a little bit, you'd be able to untangle them. But if they're really tangled, then you would not be allowed to untangle. So based on the Mishnah Berurah, we wouldn't need to check them before we go out, but you would need to check them before you make the bracha to make sure that you're not making a bracha levatala on tzitzis, which are not kosher. However, this is a problem because if you see that it's a loose knot, etc., you would not be able to tighten it anyway. So therefore, the Be'er Halacha says the best thing to do is to check it Motzai Shabbos and fold it up, and then when it comes the next Shabbos, you're able to rely on the fact that you checked it the last Motzai Shabbos, and you know that the tzitzis are kosher for you to be able to make the brach. Or check them on Erev Shabbos to make sure that they're kosher for you to be able to wear them on Shabbos. Siv Gimel, Im Nodolo B'Shabbos K'shuba Karmelis Shatalash Alav Pasol. If you were in a Karmelis and you find out that your talis is Pasol, Lo Yisirenem Alavat Shegila Beso D'Gadol Kadov Over B'Kavod B'Yos. You can continue to walk. You don't need to take it off in the Karmelis, because it is only an Isser Durabanan to carry in the Karmelis. So Kavod HaBrios, the embarrassment of you walking around without a talis and everybody seeing that you're not wearing a talis, which would be embarrassing to you. So that Kavod HaBrios is Doche, the Isser Durabanan of carrying in a Karmelis. The Mishnah Berurah asks, what about the mitzvah d'oraisa of wearing tzitzis? How is Kavod HaBrios Doche that mitzvah? After all, right now you're walking around with the talis, which does not have the appropriate tzitzis. So how come you don't have to take it off because of that? Forget about the fact that you're carrying on Shabbos. You should have to take it off because you are now wearing a bega, which is chayiv in tzitzis, but does not have it. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Torah doesn't say you can't wear a bega without tzitzis. Rather, it says put tzitzis on the bega with the four corners. So since you can't fulfill that right now because it's Shabbos, and you're not allowed to tie tzitzis on Shabbos, you're not over on the mitzvah sasei either. Anytime that you're unable to perform that mitzvah on Shabbos, we do not say that you are over on performing that mitzvah. So since in this case you can tie the tzitzis, we won't say that there's any problem with you walking around with the dalet kanfos, which do not have tzitzis. The only yisr is the yisr d'rabanan of carrying, and because of that, we say kavod HaBrios is docha that. But if you were in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is the oraisa that you can't carry, so then you would need to take it off right away. And says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you have to stand there naked because of it, Kavod HaBrios is not docha in Nisir d'oraisa. Even in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you would only have to take it off if you had stopped walking. But if you were still walking, you could continue to walk to your house and then throw it off your back, and it's not considered as though you had carried, since when you found out, you were continuing to walk. It's important to remember that the only problem is if you're wearing tzitzis, which have some tzitzis which are kosher and some which are pasul, so that the tzitzis which are kosher, you're planning on using, and therefore they're not batal to the beged. But let's say the entire strings, all four corners, all the strings rip off at one time for some reason, so then it is not going to be a problem of carrying on Shabbos, because those will be batal to the beged, since you're never planning on using those pasul tzitzis. It's only if you have some kosher tzitzis and some pasul tzitzis, that's when you're going to have a problem with wearing it on Shabbos.